Today is Tuesday, June 24th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Patch Day. It's also National Take Back the Lunch Break Day. Who took the lunch break? I want to know. Is it corporate America? Did corporate America take the lunch break? Give it back. It's also National Pralines Day, or as somebody might say it, pralines. Pralines. So yeah, we don't have any contact. I was trying to think about what I was going to talk about today, and I think what I'll talk about is the trip. Because I've given you bits and pieces of the trip, but I haven't really told you what all we're doing in detail. So we're going to go into excruciating detail today. And then if you guys think that's boring, you can call in or text or whatever you want to do to give me some content. Because nothing, you know, we're kind of in between trips at the moment, so nothing is going on. But that will soon change with the trip to Scotland. So just to kind of go back and just talk about what we've been doing, nothing much. Again, we're watching Outlander. No one has really written in about Outlander, so I guess that's not a show that many people are watching that listen to me. But it's enjoyable enough. I find it interesting. I don't know how much of it is true. I haven't investigated to see. When I say how much of it is true, I understand that the time travel elements and the fantasy elements and stuff like that are not true, but I don't know how much of the historical elements are true or false. And so I need to look that up and just see, like, the Jacobites, I think that's what they were called. You know, did they actually rebel to try to get a Catholic king? I should know these things. These are things that I probably should have learned in history. Actually, you know what? We haven't done this in a couple of days. So why don't we just ask? Hey, so the story of Outlander, where the Jacobites are trying to fight to get a Catholic king reinstated, is that actual factual from history, or is that all made up as well? I know the fantasy elements of the show are made up, and I think the main character is probably made up, but are the actual historical elements also made up, or are they truthful?
That's a great question. The Jacobite uprising that you see in Outlander is actually based on real historical events. The Jacobites were indeed trying to restore the Catholic Stuart King, James II, and later his descendants to the British throne. So while the main characters and the time travel elements are fictional, the historical backdrop is definitely rooted in real history.
Oh, okay. So yeah, so it's rooted in history. But anyway, so, you know, there's some interesting things. And like I said, when we go to Scotland, we certainly can, like, Sassenach, for instance, is a word that they use to describe an Outlander. And I assume that's real. Now I want to see if people refer to us as Sassenach when we're in Scotland. Hey, Sassenach, come over here. We've got dinner ready for you, or whatever the case may be. Come over here, Sassenach. All right. Well, what are we going to do on this trip? So all we've been doing is watching Outlander, is what I'm saying. Mark mowed for me over the weekend, so I didn't have to do anything. We did work out. We did a 45-minute, it was back and chest, I think, or back and arms, something like that. And man, I hate working out so much, but I'm trying to get back into it. Because I'm not getting any younger, folks. And one thing that is interesting, and not really interesting at all, but really made me happy, is there's a lady at my salon. And she is the sales lady, so you guys can say whatever you want. But she comes in, and we're just talking, chatting. She knows that I like to travel, that Mark and I like to travel, and we go on trips all the time and stuff like that. So she's asking me about the travel. And I'm telling her, hey, we're going to Switzerland in September. And she's like, wow, what, you know, any special occasion or anything like that? Like, why are you going to Switzerland? And I said, well, it's my partner's birthday. He's turning 40. It's his milestone birthday. And she goes, oh, cool. Well, that's really nice. And she goes, well, how old are you? You know, if he's turning 40, how old are you? And I said, I'm 46. And she says, she gets this look on her face like shock or surprise or something like that. And she says, you're 46? She says, I never would have thought. I thought you were much younger. I thought you were younger than your partner. I thought you were younger than 40. So my person at my salon thinks I'm younger than 40. I don't know. She may think I'm 39. Who knows, like, what age she thinks that I am. But I was happy that she thought I was younger than I am. It wouldn't matter. If she'd have thought I was 45, that would have made me happy, because at least she thinks I look a little bit younger than I actually am. So that happened. I had an anxious meeting today. I did it. Got through it. I have one more tomorrow. Well, two more tomorrow, really. And then I'm done with my anxiety-ridden meetings until I get back from my trip. So, whew. So, you know, at least there's that. All right, let's just have a look at this and see what we're doing. So for Scotland, it is a 7-day Scotland tour. And we're arriving, we're flying out on Friday, June 27th. We're flying XNA to Chicago, to ORD. And then we're flying, we have a little bit of a layover there in Chicago from about 1 until about 5:55. And then we're going Chicago to Edinburgh. Now, some people might say Edinburgh because that's the way it's spelled, but no, it's Edinburgh. And we're going to arrive at Edinburgh around 11:40. Around 11:40 a.m. on Saturday, June 28th. And we're going to be playing Pokemon. Kel surprise that we're playing Pokemon. Yeah, we're going to play Pokemon, and then we're going to get something nice to eat. I don't know what we're eating yet. I can't remember if we have a reservation for that day, like a food reservation. I don't think we do. But anyway, regardless, we'll find something to eat that evening. And then the next day on the 29th, which is Sunday, we have a castle tour in the morning around 10 o'clock. And we'll probably have some sort of breakfast, and then we'll go to our castle tour. And then we have a food tour starting at 2 o'clock, it looks like. So we'll do the food tour as kind of our lunch slash, it won't be early dinner because we eat late, so it'll probably be our lunch. So we'll just have to have a little bit of a late breakfast so we're not too hungry. I don't really get hungry for breakfast and lunch. I'm a kind of person who, if I eat breakfast, I don't get hungry for lunch. If I'm going to eat lunch, I don't typically eat breakfast because I don't get hungry that close together generally in the daytime. I get hungry at night, which is horrible for me. And then we may be driving to Inverness that evening, although I think what we're doing is we're actually going to be driving to Inverness on Monday the 30th. We have a Loch Ness cruise that's leaving at around noon. There's two different lochs. Those are just lakes, but anyway, Loch Ness. And they'll probably do some Nessie sighting, you know, or something. Because, you know, that's the thing. Loch Ness Monster, et cetera. One of these days, I'm going to find the Loch Ness Monster. I like to believe in stuff like that. I think it would be really cool if there was a prehistoric animal that was still alive all these, how many ever years it's been since that age. But it's probably not there, but I like to have I like to hold out a little bit of hope because, you know, I'm a reader of fantasy stories. I like to dabble around in, you know, well, not, I don't mean dabble, but I mean, what am I dabbling? Am I casting spells? I'm collecting Eye of Newt and warts from frogs and putting them in potions. Not really, but, you know, I like to have a little bit of hope that there's something out there that some of these myths, Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, things like that could be, have some modicum of truth. Anyway, the next day, so then we're going to have some sort of dinner in Inverness. And then the next day, we're doing a 12-hour train tour called the Hogwarts Express Scenic Highlands Day Tour. And I'm really excited about that. And then day 5 and day 6, we're in Skye. We're going to have dinner at the Three Chimneys restaurant. We're going to do a bunch of sightseeing, and we're going to do Talisker whiskey tasting on Thursday. And then we're back to Glasgow. We're going to do dinner in Glasgow, and then we fly out the next day. So that's the trip. I'll let you know how it goes. Daniel, by the way, is going to be hosting for me while I'm gone. So you guys can look forward to that. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.